as expected, we do have an SNP government. We always almost knew that was going to happen, but that magic majority they were hoping for just hasn't materialised. They've just missed that magic number, but it was a really big ask, wasn't it?
Well, the confidence was so high going into this that they would do this because they've been 9 years in government. You see the satisfaction ratings are still so high for the SNP, in particular for Nicola Sturgeon. So to a lot of people, actually, not hitting that majority has come as a bit of a surprise.
But it's very difficult to do with our proportional representation system, isn't it?
Well, I mean, this whole system, the whole electoral system in Scotland is designed so we don't have a majority, so parties have to work with each other. So for the SNP to have had a majority for these years, it just shows the strength of the party. And the fact that we thought they were going to do it again, despite the system being set up so you don't have a majority, just shows the support that the party has.
So what do you think has let Labour down so badly? They completely steered clear of the constitution, of the independence question. Do you think that's been a big problem for them?
I think it has. They've not put a stamp on the issue. While they say in their, they said in their manifesto, we will campaign against another independence referendum, and time again Kezia Dugdale says, we need to move on from this, we don't need to talk about this, we need to move on from it. Actually, they haven't been as strong as the Tories when it comes to opposing a second referendum and really whipping their MSPs to say, you will vote no if there's another referendum.
So where does it leave Labour now? Presumably they will have to take a stance.
Well, what it does with Labour, it leaves them in a very tricky position. A lot of people will be looking at Kezia Dugdale and saying, is she fit to lead the party? Now, it's unclear to see if she will still be leader come the next Scottish Parliament election, but I think she'll still be there for another couple of years yet while the party still tries to find itself, reconnect with the voters. So I think Kezia will still be leader for another couple of years, but will she be leader come the 2021 Holyrood elections? I think that's very doubtful.
She's not had, some people say she's not had a lot of time to cut her teeth in that position anyway.
That's right. I mean, she's had one term as leader of the Labour Party. And even before that, you know, people talk about her inexperience as leader, just inexperience in politics generally. She's never had a job on the front line in politics before becoming leader of the Labour Party. Maybe she lacks that authority. Maybe she lacks that ruthlessness that Ruth Davidson and Nicola Sturgeon show at times. And this is the next few years are going to be extremely important for Kezia Dugdale. She needs to find that now if she's to have any hope in surviving as leader of the Labour Party.
So now take us through the process. What happens? Does the SNP cozy up with the Greens? Is that necessarily the way forward? They don't always see eye to eye on everything.
Well, I don't think a coalition will be the way forward. I think the SNP having 63 MSPs, just two shorts of that majority. I think what you'll find is, yeah, I think they'll team up with the Greens on a lot of things. They do see eye to eye on a lot of issues, and I think there'll be a buddy-buddy system going on here. It's happened before when the SNP's had a minority government, and I think that's what you'll see again. You'll see the Greens side with the SNP on many issues, and the hope that it will mean the Greens' agenda will get a greater say in Holyrood.
And what about what changes we're going to see among the Cabinet and the SNP?
I think the big change we might see is education. Angela Constance has been Education Secretary, but this has been the SNP's focus. This is what Nicola Sturgeon told us. She's putting her neck on the line when it comes to education. This is what she wants to be judged on. So I think she's wanting to find our strongest members of her team to focus on education. That could mean someone like John Swinney, for example, looking over education. She could bring other members of the party, Hamza Youssef, perhaps education. She'd be looking for our strongest team players to look over education.
So the Tories, as we've been saying, they're now the second biggest party in Scotland. What impact is this really going to have in the debating chamber?
I think it'll be interesting because we see in First Minister's questions when Ruth Davidson has to follow Kezia Dugdale, the line of questioning she takes, and she seems to give Nicola Sturgeon more of a run for her money than Kezia Dugdale. So I think that alone, the increased pressure that they'll try and put on the SNP, as she says, Ruth Davidson wants to hold the SNP to account. She says Labour basically carping from the sidelines and then agreeing with the SNP anyway. She says that won't happen with the Tories.
And it almost seems to, you know, the Tories seem to be relying on this almost a personality cult of Ruth Davidson. She never mentioned Conservative on a campaign leaflet. We only saw that in the ballot paper.
Well, even at the manifesto launch, when she stood on the podium, behind her, it was Ruth Davidson for a strong opposition. The podium itself, Ruth Davidson for a strong opposition.
It's been a smart move for her, isn't it?
I think it has. I mean, it goes back, if we go back to when Ruth Davidson was contesting the leadership, actually the person she was up against was Murdo Fraser, who suggested that the Tories really need to have a bit of a rebranding, a renaming of themselves in Scotland if they're to have any success. Well, they sort of did that because they didn't even mention the name of the party a lot of the time. Yes, you will find the symbol here and there, the name here and there, but this was really driven by Ruth Davidson. She says this is because they knew the SNP would run on the strength of Nicola Sturgeon and put personality before the party. And Ruth Davidson believed, well, she can match Nicola Sturgeon. And in this election, I think she proved that.